might have to borrow your cooler.
This conference will now be recorded.
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Jennifer McCann, place one, present.
Jody Nicholas, place five, present.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code, Section 551.042, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion.
Here. Do we need to repeat anything for the record, Gary?
That's right, I think we're good.
Okay. All right. I'll start back off on item number two on presentations by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code, Section 551.042, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And I've got a green sheet here for a presentation by citizen from Vitalis Dubinakis.
Sir, you can unmute your mic at this time.
I'm Vitalis Dubinakis. I'm a resident at 4310 Lake Cliff Drive in Harper Heights. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Please proceed.
Okay, so the comment I had today was, I noticed the Mayor's Monarch Pledge that was signed last Tuesday, and I got very excited. It was like the city is working actively to conserve threatened wildlife. And I just had a comment that I would think would help promote this biodiversity and continue to support these endangered animals. Specifically, I would urge you guys to put on the next available agenda topic to consider repealing subsection 93.02 of the city code, which talks about keeping grass below the height of 12 inches. Specifically, why I see this and why we should repeal this is because the common milkweed that you suggested we plant to feed the butterfly, the monarch butterfly, Asclepias syriaca, if you go to the U.S. Forest website, it says the plant grew up to 5 feet in length. So by cutting it before it gets even 12 inches, there's a good chance it wouldn't create the petals and the flowers that will be providing the nectar to the monarch butterfly and other butterflies. So I simply ask you guys to consider repealing that ordinance, or at least subsection D that explicitly states to mow grass below 12 inches, at least on private property, where if I myself as a citizen want to have a pocket prairie, I'm not allowed to under this ordinance. And last November, I even got a letter for allowing my grass to get too long because I'm letting the local neighborhood deer feed on the grass, and the city sent me a letter to mow it, which I think is just as important as the monarch butterfly in my eyes. So, without any other ado, that's my comment. I just urge you guys to repeal that section of the ordinance in the future. Thank you for your time.
Okay, sir. And again, the city manager is here. And again, the city manager has taken notes concerning your concern about the city ordinance, and also our Parks and Rec director, who is leading the charge on the Mayor's Monarch Pledge Day, can provide extensive information on the background and what all is involved with that. But thank you for your input, and they'll be in contact with you.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Is there anyone else to make a presentation by citizen?
If any other citizen would like to speak to the City Council, they may unmute their mic at this time. Telephone callers can press star 6.
Okay, hearing none and having none in the council chambers, we'll proceed on to the next item, number 3, new business. Number 1, receive and discuss the city's new waste management agreement for municipal solid waste collection and disposal. Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. This is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. Before I proceed with the implementation of our new service, I want to kind of hand the baton over to Mark Hyde, our Public Works Director, to give some historical background on our city's solid waste collection and how we got to where we're at now. Mark?
Thank you, Mr. Bark. So we have had Waste Management as our solid waste contractor since August 1st, 1978, going on 43 years. And really, it was an evergreen contract, which renewed every 3 years. Very favorable to the city. And I think that's the reason for the longevity. Rear load trucks, we could put trash out on the curb, and very labor intensive. And we received this termination letter from Waste Management about a year ago, requesting a contract amendment. We had 2 contract amendments on the old contract. This was the 3rd one. The City Council, we negotiated a really good contract with Waste Management. It was signed on February 11th, 2020, and will continue until September 30th, 2025. And the term of the agreement can be renewed upon mutual written consent of both parties for 2 additional 5-year terms. So we're basically under the new contract right now, but because of COVID and the delay on the new trucks, the trucks are supposed to be delivered next month, that we continued with basically the old contract with the same services. So the biggest change you'll see, we'll still have the twice weekly collection for residential services. The biggest change you'll see is this cart. Everyone will get the 96-gallon cart, and everything has to go in the cart. So you can no longer put out a trash bag on the curb, you know, and opt to keep your trash can in the garage. It has to go into the cart. These automated side load trucks will no longer have the rear load trucks. I don't know if you've noticed in the summer, especially during the really hot weeks during the summer, some of the temporary labor for Waste Management wouldn't show up, delayed the collection. So with these automated side loaders, we'll have, I think, much better service and much cleaner streets. So I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Okay, any from the council have any questions for Mr. Hyde?
Mayor.
No? Okay, Councilmember McCann.
Is there a limit to the trash cans? I know they can order an additional one for $5 a month, but if somebody was just curious, I mean, could they have 4 if they wanted to?
Sure, they can have 4.
I'm just making sure.
Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
$5 per can per month.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I know we had talked a little bit about smaller trash cans. Is that still an option there, Mark, for folks that didn't want such a big trash can?
Yes, sir. Like I said, when we roll this out, everyone will get the 96-gallon container. And the reason being is during the year, you're going to have folks visit, you're going to have holidays, you're going to have Christmas, when you're going to have more solid waste generated. And that's the purpose of these big cans. But after a month, if you decide, nope, I don't want the big can, I would rather have the 64-gallon cart, it's, you know, about a third smaller, then you may do so at the same cost. It'd be the same cost.
Okay, and then the other question is, if my old can, which is very dilapidated, when will they come pick that thing up and take it away?
They will take that in March when they start the new service. So what you need to do is put on your trash can,
take me away.
Take it on there, and yes, they will throw it in the rear load truck.
I'm ready for it to go away. Thank you.
I am dead.
Okay, anything else from the council?
My trash can is a hole in the bottom.
No, sir.
Councilmember Nicholas, are you okay?
Yep, okay. I'm good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we're going to bounce back to, okay, Mr. Bark.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. I'm going to touch up on a couple of additional items from Mark's conversation. The solid waste collection will continue the same days of the week per our new contract, too, as well. So if your current service is Wednesday, Saturday, or Tuesday, Friday, Monday, Thursday, they will remain the same days of the week. It's important to note these are 96-gallon cans, and they'll be picked up twice a week. So that's quite a bit of trash that can be put in these poly carts. The residential solid waste remains the same cost, which includes that poly cart. The major change to the contract that we will identify with our local media, Mr. Massey, in the article that we'll be printing on Friday, is that trash bags with solid waste to include brush and debris will no longer be picked up or be serviced outside the poly cart. So whatever the resident has to throw away, it has to be included inside that cart with the lid closed. So that's going to probably be the biggest change for our residents. And we'll make sure we push that information out. And I'll kind of identify that timeline, too, as well. There will be an article in this Friday's paper identifying the new service. The social media will start pushing stuff out on Monday. Yes, continually. I will. You had a handout. The very first one is going to be some of our social media stuff. It says great news and has some information on the front and back. That will be the first thing that we push out on Monday. We will continue to submit that information probably once a week. So just different items that we'll be pushing out. There'll be additional articles in the newspaper too as well. It will be on our website. As well as our city main website, as well as the Public Works garbage and recycling button that's on our website. The finance department, our utility collections department, is handing each new customer the letter from the mayor, identifying, hey, and we'll let them know you're more than welcome to buy your own trash can, but March 1st is when our new trash service starts. So you may not want to consider doing so with the new trash service. The billing inserts, they begin today for zone 4. Each resident that has will receive a letter from the mayor. You have a copy of that, identifying the new service and some of the websites that identify for more information and some contact information that they need to call. The delivery of the 10,500 poly carts will be coming to the city of Harker Heights on February 15th. We will store them here. The distribution of those poly carts will begin the very next day to our residents, February 16th. So 16th through the 22nd, we should be able to get all those poly carts out to our residents. There will be a bifold, which is on your dais too as well. And it is a very first thing, it says new trash service. So we want to make sure we get their attention as soon as they see it. This will be part of the distribution of the carts. This will be given to each resident. So there will be some additional information on there. It talks about what you can put in the cart, our residential recycling drop center. It's free of charge to our residents. It talks about the collection route sites. And on the back of that document, it talks about the holiday collection schedule from Waste Management. So, and it will be in a better stock of paper too, because Waste Management will be printing it out for us. On March 1st, is when the new service begins. So that's when the customer will have to put the cart out. We're asking them not to put the cart out until March 1st, because it will not be collected until then. So with that, Mayor, I know I kind of rushed through that timeline. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions. I will tell you that Waste Management, Paul Desjardins, they've been great partners with us. We've had multiple conference calls, as well as with their marketing division, too, as well. So,
okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Fontaine.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Good afternoon, Jerry. It's good. You've put a good packet together. The only concern that I had, I heard you when you were doing your presentation that you have mentioned the first zone, and you said them zones. So are they zones, or are they east, west, and south? The way you have it on the flyer, you got east, west, and south, but then you talked about the first zone. So could we highlight that to say, is the west the west side, is that the first zone, or which one is the first zone here?
This is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. Ms. Fontaine, the zones that I'm referring to is the utility billing zones. So they send the utility bills out based on zones. I'm unsure what zone 1 through 4 is and where it's identified. I'm not familiar with that. Where we're at with the billing cycle right now, zone 4 will be the first zone that is identified. We'll get the mayor's letter about Waste Management, because March 1st, it will be too late to get zone 4, that information, because it would be the first week of that service. Did I explain that correctly?
Well, it's kind of like you're telling us, but I would like to know what zone I fall into.
Okay.
So we have to let our residents know what zone they fall into, so they'll be prepared to have those trash cans that they don't want anymore taken away. Prior to, like, if I'm in zone 2, then I'll know, okay, this is my turn coming up, and this is when I have to. So it'll be a lot transparent, then you're going to send out to these first people, and then people are, okay, you know, when is my turn? When is that going to happen? So we put it in phases. Phase 1 is this area, and phase 2 and phase 3 like that, and it'll be a lot clearer, because it's not clear to me, and so if it's not clear to me, it's not going to be clear to the rest of our residents. I'm just saying, maybe, you know, smart people like Jennifer and Michael might get it, but, you know, I need a little bit
Thanks,
more.
Thanks, Jackie.
Mr. Hyde.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. Councilmember Fontaine, I think the confusion is, finance, when they do billing, they refer to zones for water meters, water meter locations, and the trash routes are by day, Monday,
right.
Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday. So what the residents need to know is their collection route that's here on the little bifold. So uh-huh. The zone is just when the mail out goes out, the mayor's letter, and it just happens to be zone 4 is the next mail out. So everybody in the city, because your water, your sewer, your solid waste are all billed the same, the finance, they have their zones that they send the bills out by. That's how they do it. So it has really nothing to do with the collection routes.
No, I'm not talking about collection routes, Mark. I'm talking about who's going to be first. What group of people, that first group of your finance people, where do they all live? Are they live all throughout the city? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, March 1st, I believe, is a Monday. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
So that your Monday, Thursday folks, if they have a can that, mm-hmm. that they want to get rid of, they would put take me on the can on that March 1st Monday. And they would take it. Does that make sense?
No. I'm Tuesday, Thursday, so yeah. I put my can out on Tuesday, March 2nd, because I'm a Tuesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
I'm Tuesday, Friday.
Or Tuesday, Friday, sorry. Yes, that's what
yeah.
I am too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Monday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah, so right. You would put yours out March 2nd at the earliest. I mean, if you miss March 2nd, you can put it out the next collection day.
But we all, in the city of Harker Heights, we will all have our cans.
March 1st is when it starts.
Right, but we don't put the can out until then.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you'll have the new can, and then the question of whether, if you want to get rid of your old can, you can. If you want to keep it, you may keep it also.
Just a point of clarification, this is the mayor, but after March 1st, if you want to get rid of your old can, where are you going to take it?
This is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. Waste Management will collect the old cans probably for the entire month of March.
Okay.
So you don't have to put it out on your very first day of collection for that week. So if you miss the first, or you decide that after the second week of your collections, you want to get rid of your old can, you can still put Take Me on it and put it out by the curb with your regular trash.
Okay, but will we have the ability to take those cans to the to our transfer site?
Sure.
Yes.
Can they handle them down there? Okay, that's good. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Jerry, great job with the layout here. Can you make sure that we get the PDFs for all these documents so that way we can post them on our social media groups as well?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the council for Mr. Bark or for Mr. Hyde?
Mayor, this is David Mitchell, City Manager. One thing that we can put together to help maybe clarify some confusion on that is to put together a map that shows our billing zones. And then along with this map that shows our collection routes, I think that will be informational to the council at least, because like Mark said, the billing zones differ from your truck collection routes. They're because that's your water, your wastewater, your trash all rolled together. But that order will determine who gets the letters first. So I think it goes, you said zone one is coming up right now, Jerry, going out today, is that right?
Four.
Zone four is going out today, then it'll rotate it probably back to one, two, three, I'm assuming. So that's just how they've always staggered the water bills. All the water bills don't go out at one time, if that makes sense. Because it's going to be too much for staff to handle, so it sort of comes and goes, and we stagger it that way intentionally. So, but we can get together a map to show y'all the billing zones. I'm pretty certain we can get that together, unless it's random around the city. I'm not sure, but it's something for us all to learn. So,
okay, Councilmember McCann.
Are we also mailing out this information, like with the water bill, or, I mean, not just this letter, but you know how people throw away mail? I'm just with their bill, they may not throw it away as much, but is that how it? The letter's attached to. With their water bill
yes.
For each zone?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Just wanted to clarify that because, you know, people will chunk it. I'm one of them, so.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I have one more quick question, Mark. With our duplexes and fourplexes throughout the city, is there going to be any identification for individuals within those duplexes so that way they identify that that can is theirs, or is it going to be immaterial, or what's the plan for that?
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem Blomquist. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. So Waste Management prefers that we do not spray paint the numbers on there, but they can put the adhesive stencils, and that's perfectly fine.
Okay, so we need to make sure that information goes out to the citizens, because otherwise there will be people spray painting, I guarantee you. All right, thank you.
Okay, anything else from the council?
Mayor, I have one other thing.
Okay, sorry. Mr. Bark.
This is the Assistant City Manager, Jerry Bark. There will be a polycart display in City Hall next to the utility collections inside the lobby of City Hall.
Yeah, and you really have the other one too, the 60?
We can
Does
get
he
one.
Have that? Yeah.
Well, sure, we can get one.
Yeah, it'd be good. This is Mayor Smith. One thing that I think that, again, for educational purposes, if we go back to really the main reasons that we're doing this. One is the technology's changing, you know, with Waste Management as far as personnel issues, trucks, the technology, because they're all going that way right now with these side load things. But the concern from the city standpoint that as we've seen this and have had to deal with this through the years across the city, it's really a public health and a public safety and an aesthetic issue, because especially with a lot of the critters that we have here in Heights, as far as foxes, cats, dogs, and whatever, ripping into those plastic bags and strewing things all over the neighborhood. So that's one aspect of that, but also as a public health and a public safety issue too, as far as that stuff being spread around. So I think the people need to understand that. That's another aspect of what the city and the city council that we have as far as our concerns. That is a quality of life issue for the city of Harker Heights. Okay, anything else from the city staff on this issue? Councilmember Nash?
I just have one question. So does this mean that the workers who drive the trucks, that they won't be getting out now at all? That they just will?
No, ma'am. They will not service. So if there are bags put out on the curb, they will not service those.
But the employees, the workers, they won't be getting out of the trucks because it's automated, right?
Councilmember, this is David Mitchell, city manager, and that is correct. Mostly, they will not get out of the trucks. There will be some exceptions. We will have a system for someone who may have special needs that they cannot roll the can down. They already do that now. I'm assuming that person will get out of the truck on those, Mark. I have to bring the can down, empty it, and then roll it back up. So if someone's handicapped or something, we'll have a form that they can come fill out to get that type of service. And I think Waste Management's computer identifies those. So once they get those in, they can identify that residence and know they need to stop and go up to the garage and roll it down and empty it. So there will be some rare times you may see the driver out, but that will be less common. Mostly, they will not be getting out of the truck. The hydraulic arm reaches out and empties the can without them getting out of the truck.
Well, I'm a little sad now that, I mean, I think this is a great thing, but I'm a little sad because my street that I live on, we line up in the summertime and give bottles of water to our sanitation workers when they come out there. So we won't get a chance to do it. Yeah, we won't get. Yeah, I guess we have to give the flag.
Just
throw it
roll
at
down
them.
Your window.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. And this has come to fruition, and it's come to fruition really nicely. We've workshopped this. I've been on the, about 5 years we've been doing this, so I'm kind of glad that we're finally doing it. My son had an opportunity to be a backloader, and he got hurt doing being a backloader. So I'm glad that we're looking out for our providers that provide services as far as making sure that they stay safe. So the whole team, thank you all very much for putting this together. And like Michael said, in a first-class way, that's what we normally get to do, and that's what we're the bright shining star of Central Texas. So thank you, team.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, this is Mr. Hyde.
Yep. I had one last clarification on placement of the polycart. So Waste Management asked that the handle face the curb. So the truck will pick it up either way. If you face the handle towards the truck, what happens, the lid, all of the trash goes down over the lid and it gets dirty and it slaps the truck and it wears out prematurely. So if it's placed facing the curb, then it's much cleaner and the can will last much longer.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And just this is the mayor. One last comment, Mr. Mitchell. I want to thank you and your staff for working with Waste Management as far as the contract going forward. That was a good working relationship to get a good end result for the city.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Dave Mitchell, city manager. It is a kudos to our staff and Mark Hyde, Christina Ramirez. We're both in that. Aisha was involved in that as well. Alberta back in the day in those negotiations. So really a heavy lifting by our staff, but also I do want to point out, like Mark said, our Waste Management partners are so good, Rick Losa and Paul Dajereau. They were great to work with on this project. It was a very smooth negotiations that took place over a couple months. We met a number of times, but they were good partners as well. So we're thankful to Waste Management for their partnership.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think we've covered the topic, and the time is 3:29, and we're adjourned.